Good evening. As always, it is wonderful to have singing night and to have this opportunity to sing praises to God. You know, I want to talk about tonight what I believe will be the cause of most everyone that goes to hell for being there. The reason that will ultimately condemn them to that eternal lostness. I say it as a joke sometimes to kids, and I guess they're not teaching the same history they taught when I was a kid, because now I'm getting these blank looks when I say it to kids. But I tell children sometimes, I tell teenagers, I even tell adults at times when they say certain things. I go, you know, Copernicus called, and he said, you're not the center of the universe. And that's something for us to think about just a little bit tonight. You know, in ancient Greece and the Greek philosophers, they assumed that the sun, moon, and the stars and all the planets that could be seen with the naked eye, that they revolved around the earth. And we call this the heliocentric, the geocentric model. It is the one that was held by Aristotle and Ptolemy, and actually became known as the Ptolemaic model. But they believed that for many, many years, up until the 16th century, when a man named Nicholas Copernicus wrote his book called On the Revolutions of the Heavenly Spheres, in which he made the case for the heliocentric model. And that is the model for which that which we see revolves around the sun. Now, that's not totally correct. The universe does not revolve around our sun, but certainly the earth does. And it was met with great opposition. It was met with great opposition by religious people, by science people, because they just did not want to believe that, because it had been held so long that the earth was the center of the universe. Well, that is called the Copernican Revolution. And today in our world, and maybe even amongst the children of God, I believe we need another Copernican Revolution. Something that reminds us that, no, I am not the center of all things that goes on, but to remind us who truly is the center of all that goes on, that which all the universe and all things created and all individuals revolve around, and that is Jesus Christ. That is God. We live in a God-centric universe. All revolves around God. Too often, too many people have forgotten this, that we revolve around the sun, S-O-N, not S-U-N, right? We revolve around Him. He is the center of our being. The Apostle Paul said it like this in Galatians chapter 2. He said, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. See, he's done away with himself. His world does not revolve around him, but Christ who lives in me. Jesus Christ in Mark chapter 8 would say that if you're going to be one of his followers, that you had to deny yourself, no longer be the center of your universe, and lift up your cross and follow him. Jesus Christ, in probably the final and true and greatest temptation in his life upon this earth, in the Garden of Gethsemane, verbalized the fact that he understood that he revolved around someone else too. When he said, not my will, but thy will be done. And the reason I say that pretty much everyone that winds up in hell one day will wind up in hell because of this, because ultimately everyone that winds up in hell will wind up because they did their will instead of the will of the one who put them on this earth. They will disobey God. Most of the sins that we commit, most of the neglect that we give toward God, are so that we can do what we want to do instead of what he wants us to do. This evening, does your life need a Copernican revolution? Do you need to get a call from Copernicus telling you you're not the center of the universe? Let me tell you what, God has already made the call. He's already told us in his word. God must be the center. if he has not been. We hope and pray that you will make that change tonight. Whether it is to become a child of God, to put him in the center of your life, to crucify yourself and let him live instead of you in your life. Let him direct your life. To deny yourself and lift your cross and follow him. Hope and pray that you will do that tonight by obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you're a child of God, maybe you've forgotten that that is where your center should be as well. Then once again, remove self and place Jesus Christ at the center of your life. If we can assist you in any way in accomplishing this, we hope and pray that you will let us as we stand and as we sing.